Opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. It appears as if there is a plan by American CIA to possibly assassinate Volodymyr Zelensky and blame it on Russia. It's what they do. Either way, Zelensky, whether he lives, well, I'll put it this way. At some point, this individual is going to be assassinated. That's pretty much a given. Who will assassinate him? United States, CIA? Will it be Russia? Will it be NATO? Will it be Zelensky's own Nazi commanders? Either way, Volodymyr, they call him Vladimir and Volodymyr, I don't know. It's a toss-up. Zelensky, a criminal. Either way, he eventually is probably going to be assassinated. His future is looking dim. Like that song, Many a Tear Has to Fall, but it's all in the game. Volodymyr Zelensky. So, I'm going to go with a couple of articles. Zelensky was one of them. Now, in Ecuador, there was an assassination at a campaign rally. Ferdinando Villavicencio was assassinated and followed by the news that one of the largest gangs in Ecuador, Los Lobos, has claimed responsibility for the murder of the presidential candidate, Fernando Villavicencio. Gee, Manny, why can't it be Smith or Johnson or Jones or... But the most critical to know is that Los Lobos, this cartel, is, it's what they do, is part of the CIA's powerful drug network headquartered in Vilcabamba, Ecuador. As to what the CIA has done to Ecuador is documented in a drug network headquarter, in an article, How a Peaceful Country Became a Gold Rush State for Drug Cartels. And the CIA that would never allow a populist leader like, or leader to rule Ecuador like Villavicencio, because he, like the other Salvador president, Nayib Bukele, who destroyed all the drug cartels in his country by throwing out all gang members in the mega prisons. He threw them all into mega prisons. That's not going to happen again. So once again, now, Ecuador, let's go back to a simple principle. The countries in Central South America, Central and South America, have no protection from the CIA. They have no protection from American global agendas. These nations in Central America and South America are planning, are asking to be invited into the multipolar nation networks. They want to trade with countries other than countries that are controlled by the United States of America by American petrodollars. And the black budget income for the CIA is drug money. These cartels, if you watch the movie American Made with Tom Cruise, true story about Barry Seal, who was running drugs during the Clinton administration in Arkansas. And Barry made millions and millions of dollars before his assassination. And Pablo Escobar, who used to sell drugs in a network that came even into Colorado, was part of a CIA operation. It's what they do. The United States government, going back to the 1800s in the Philippines, we were running drugs, and we passed laws to protect American drug trade in the international market. It's what we do. So for today, we'll begin on that note, and we're going to see where this goes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Now is the time to fight for your child's education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge, we shake hands, we don't have cell phones during the day, and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
So this is what was happening down in Ecuador. Then, let's see, this jump across the ocean. There is, in Pakistan, Prime Minister Imran Khan. He viciously fought against the corruption and militarization of his nation so his people could prosper in August of 2021. He celebrated the departure of the United States from Afghanistan. He described it as the Afghans breaking the shackles of slavery. On the 22nd of February, Prime Minister Khan became the first president, or I'm sorry, the first Pakistani leader to visit Russia in 23 years. Already in February of 2022, this is a very important month. In that month, it was when Russia and China signed a partnership agreement. Once that agreement was signed, the nations of the world realized the significance and what this meant for their countries. It meant freedom. And so that very same month, Khan, he visits with the he went to Russia, the first visit of a Pakistani leader in 23 years. This was on March the 8th, 2022. Vladimir Putin had just come back from the Beijing, or from the Winter Olympics in China. I think it was in Beijing. So it was just days after the Olympics, after Vladimir Putin returned from the Winter Olympics in China, that Prime Minister Khan went to visit. And he had a no-confidence vote. On March 27, 2022, it saw him waving a cipher from the United States demanding Khan's government be ousted in a coup already. On April 10, 2022, he became the first Pakistani leader to ever be ousted from power. It's what we do. We assassinate and we create coups in the nations of the world. It's amazing that here in the last 5-8 years, the American people, now more than ever before, are beginning to realize America's involvement with foreign policy and involvement internationally in other countries, diplomatic, you know, agreements, things of this nature, but we never really understood the significance of Benghazi, for example. What took place in Benghazi? We were fed we were told one thing, but really something other than what we were told actually occurred. We'll talk about that in a second. My point is that the American people now are under a principle, a cosmic law, that what has been done in secret must be revealed, because we have free will. We have a right to know the truth. After we know the truth, we can make, hopefully, proper or decisions that are beneficial to us individually and to those that we affect around us and our families. Cosmic laws. The truth has to come out. And the truth of what happened in Russia or China or Israel or South America, America, England, France, Spain, everything of these nations, the history of these nations, pleasant or not, must be revealed. What happened within the Catholic Church? What's happening in the evangelical churches in America? Everything has to be revealed. Well, he is 140 sham indictments against Prime Minister Khan. He was convicted, thrown into a prison, denied the right to ever run for political office again. And the corrupt Pakistan parliament dissolved itself this week, just this week, and installed an unelected government that says it will hold a future election. And there's a news organization here in this country, Intercept. It released an article, Secret Pakistan Cable Documents, U.S. Pressure to Remove Imran Khan. It revealed, I'm going to read just a portion of it. The United States State Department encouraged the Pakistani government in March 7, 2022. This is like a month after Russia and China signed that partnership. A meeting to remove Imran Khan as prime minister over his neutrality on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, according to a classified Pakistani government document obtained by The Intercept. The meeting between the Pakistani ambassador to the United States and two State Department officials has been the subject of intense scrutiny, controversy, and speculation in Pakistan over the past year and a half, as supporters of Khan and his military and civilian opponents jockeyed for power. So, this is what we do. Now, let's go back to Benghazi. I have an article to see what really happened in Benghazi. This was out of globalresearch.ca. And the U.S. Special Mission in Benghazi and the nearby CIA annex were utilized in part of a coordinated arms shipment to the jihadist rebels fighting the Syrian regime, with Ambassador Christopher Stevens playing a central role. There's a letter that documents an explosive new book released today. The findings were revealed in New York by radio host WND WorldNet Daily reporter Aaron Klein, The Real Benghazi Story, What the White House and Hillary Don't Want You to Know. He asserts that the arms to rebel scheme that ran through Benghazi might amount to the Fast and Furious of the Middle East, the Iran-Contra of the Obama administration. A key issue is that until the end of April 2013, the White House had repeatedly denied it was involved in helping to arm the Syrian rebels. However, The Real Benghazi Story cites evidence of arms transfers through the summer of 2012, escalating with a major shipment from Libya to Turkey days prior to the September 11th attack. During the, present this. During the Obama administration, Syria was viewed as a strategic area for the United States military operations that are going to take place in the Middle East. Yes, we have a base in Iraq. Yes, we have military base with troops and munitions in northern Syria. Yes, we do have stockpiles of munitions, weapons in Israel. Israel's a little upset right now because we have been taking the stockpile and sending these weapons to Ukraine. And during the Obama administration, there was a plan to overthrow Bashar Assad, his regime, his government. We have a port. There's a port there. Lebanon would be good, but Syria would be better. It puts us more in the heart of a critical, crucial area. It gives us a buffer between Russia and Israel. The target has always been Syria. Benghazi was used, again, according to Global Research, well, another investigations too, as a point of transfer. So Then in the in this article I'm reading from, it's globalresearch.ca. CIA ops finally revealed what the ambassador in Benghazi was really doing, global research. According to information cited by Klein, Stevens served less as a diplomat and more as an arms dealer and intelligence coordinator for assistance to the so-called Arab Spring, with particular emphasis on the Syrian rebels. It was widely reported Stevens originally arrived in Libya during the revolution aboard a Greek cargo ship carrying equipment and vehicles. His original task in Libya was to serve as the main interlocutor between the Obama administration and the rebels based in Benghazi. Stevens never abandoned that role, even after becoming ambassador, according to Klein. The New York Times reported in December 2012 that Stevens himself facilitated an application to the U.S. State Department for the sale of weapons filed by one Mark Turi, who the Times described as an American arms merchant who had sought to provide weapons to Libya. This was the New York Times. This wasn't the Greeley Tribune. This wasn't a small town newspaper. This is the truth. This is what Christ said would happen in the time in which we live. The truth will come out. The world needs to see everything. The nations, the truth about the nations, the truth about China, the truth about Russia, Israel. Is Israel squeaky clean? No. No nation on the earth is squeaky clean because men have hearts that are blacker than night. But there are nations, all of the nations, which God has his hand on, and most of the nations, he is going to protect them from the wicked, but there will be some nations who will disappear into the landfill of history. One of them will be America. I'm telling you the truth. I hate to tell you this. America will eventually be cast into the landfill of history. America, there's a special plan for America in the future. It's going to be the haunt. It's going to be the home. It's going to be the residence of demons. Demons and creatures that God did not create in the Garden of Eden. There's going to be creatures that mankind will make. They're going to have a place to reside. Some of these creatures are half human, half demon. They're not totally human.
Issued a severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Weld County in northeastern Colorado, northwestern Morgan County in northeastern Colorado until 3 p.m. At 2:27 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 7 miles southeast of Pawnee Buttes to near Weldona, or along a line extending from 37 miles south of Kimball to 10 miles northwest of Fort Morgan, moving east at 30 miles an hour. Hazard, 70 miles an hour wind gusts and penny size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Severe thunderstorms will be near New Raymer around 2:40 p.m. Other locations in the path of these severe thunderstorms include Stoneham. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
HNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Last Saturday, we talked about these UAPs, what they are, where they came from. This Saturday, we're going to open up the phone line so you can tell us what you think. Join us this Saturday at 12 noon on Swamp Fight.
Okay, going back with Benghazi. Why was Hillary Clinton so upset about what happened in Benghazi? Because the Obama administration / Hillary Clinton had been caught once again in arms deals, arms to terrorists in Syria, attempting an overthrow again of Bashar Assad. This just happened in Ecuador. It happened there in Pakistan. This is what they do. I have stated before, and everything to me, because of this one rogue wave that swamped American world hegemony, one rogue wave, it was China and Russia in a partnership. When they agreed on February 2nd, 2022, I have article after article. This was a planned, scheduled partnership with Russia and with Vladimir Putin specifically, and Xi Jinping on behalf of their countries. This was planned. They had met numerous times. And in those visits, I know they had been discussing American imperialism, American world hegemony, the unipolar world system of American nations, NATO, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Americans' main tool of sanctioning nations that won't go along with their objectives. They talked about the International Monetary Fund, America's plan. Already they knew of America's objectives in bringing in a new currency. They began to watch the way the digital movement in America with Bitcoin was beginning to take hold. They understand, they knew the people wanted something that a way in which to trade, to conduct business without being interfered with the American banks through currency transactions. And Russia, Vladimir and Xi Jinping were also watching, and they knew the history of the Obama administration and the history of the CIA going all the way back to World War II and our operations with the Nazi religion in Ukraine, how American CIA kept it alive, along with British MI6. The British were involved. Xi and Putin, the strategy was based upon their knowledge of history. How did the United States do what it did? How were they successful? And they knew that they could not be part of this World Economic Forum. I discussed this. I'm sorry. In a sense, I apologize for repeating this. But it is so to understand the rogue wave and what this wave did when the partnership with Russia and China, when they agreed to work together, that agreement on the February 2nd, 2022, that agreement was the beginning of it was the massive hole, bigger than the hole supposedly in the Titanic that sunk the Titanic. The rupture that didn't rupture in from them hitting an iceberg, but a rupture out, the metal going out from the explosion within. This eruptured, this has put a hole so big in American world hegemony. America, I'm telling you, will never recover. Our petrodollar is like a balloon getting near sunset that has reached the heights it's reached because the sun, you know, warming the air and causing the balloon to lift. But now, as the evening is coming, that air within that balloon is cooling down, and now that balloon will descend till it hits the ground. American world hegemony is over. We will control part of the world, but we will not be able to control the whole world. Like I stated yesterday, simplest way I could see it. America controlled the game.
What is it? I have so many things I'm thinking about, I just can't think of everything. Can't even keep a clear thought here. Monopoly. The Monopoly game. The world is the Monopoly board. America ruled the Monopoly board. We controlled everything that happened on that board from 1945 to February of last year. That board was American world hegemony. We controlled everything. The railroads, electric company, IRS, you know, get out of jail free card, don't pass go right to jail. We controlled it all. Russia and China introduced to the world on February 2nd, 2022, they introduced to the world in that partnership a brand new monopoly board. They have now given the nations of the world a brand new board and a brand new game to play. And everyone on this new board and this new monopoly system, this alternative system, is going to be free from the control of those that controlled the monopoly board initially from 1945 to 2022. That's that initial board. It is going to be destroyed. That will no longer be the nations. In fact, right now, the European nations who have been playing with the United States in that board, all of the nations, they want off that board. They want to play on the new monopoly, in the new monopoly system. They want to play in this new system. They know the old system is controlled by the House. they have no say. Before Vladimir Putin was forced to go into Ukraine, the European nations were just making their escape from American control, just on the verge of making that dash out the door, and then boom. Vladimir, was that a strategy to move into Ukraine to force the European nations to have to start anteing up weapons, munitions, men, weapons, munitions, finances, bodies, hands, feet? I got a feeling that Putin did know that if you can destroy, if you can get NATO involved, if you can get America involved, eventually it will be a quagmire, quicksand they cannot get out of. They cannot separate themselves from.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
And the American people and the nations of the world were following the direction or the objectives and the direction of the New World Order, and we still are. And there is no way to get to Kansas, to leave Oz back to Kansas. Well, there is a way now. You've just jumped from one monopoly board to another monopoly board. The nations of the world have jumped to another system, economic system of trade, commerce, diplomacy. So you can say that the people, the nations that want to be free of American world hegemony, there is a Kansas for them. It is called the BRICS Network of Nations Multipolar World. The Federal Reserve realizes that the petrodollar has begun its demise. It will never recover. This is why the new digital currency. Without the petrodollar, there's no control. You can't control the nations. You can't control the people in this country. This is why there's a new CBDC. This is where they're headed. Because empire refuses to free, let the subjects be free, to let the people of this country and the nations of the world leave our control. But it's too late. The very wealthy people of this country, they understand what I'm talking about. They know. Hillary, Bill, the foundations, the corporations of this nation, they all know. The people on Wall Street, people in the Federal Reserve, the banks, for the most part, not all, they realize that American currency is going to be worthless, will be worthless, is worthless. And what they are doing presently is they are taking their dollars offshore. They're putting their dollars not in bonds, not in treasuries. They're putting their dollars in other currencies. The this new token for the BRICS nations, it's a token. It's a gold-backed token. They will trade with gold tokens on the street level. They're going to have, like Russia has just said, they're coming out with a gold-backed digital currency with the ruble. It's going to be it is a digital ruble. And Russia right now, their credit rating is 5A. AAA, 5A, the top. And the European people in Europe and the people that are allowed to have the ruble, they know that ruble is valuable. It has power, purchasing power in the Middle East. So Russia's already begun to bring out a currency, a ruble, a digital ruble. Now, I don't want to forget one article. This is out of Zero Hedge. Yesterday, we were speaking about Syria here just a while ago. Israel threatens to strike every meter of Lebanon amid maritime dispute. I'm telling you, and I won't stop informing you, Israel is going to go to war with the terrorist groups, or the terrorist groups surrounding Israel are already working together on a campaign to attack Israel. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Tuesday in a message addressed to Hezbollah and the Lebanese government that Tel Aviv is prepared to strike every meter of the country. Do not make a mistake. We do not want war, but we are ready to defend our citizens, our soldiers, and our sovereignty, the minister said. We will not hesitate to employ all of our power and to attack every meter of Hezbollah and of Lebanon and return Lebanon to the Stone Age. I have repeatedly stated that since Benjamin Netanyahu has come to, back to, he's returned power. He has instructed his military. These guys are united. Next time we're attacked, we are going to finish what begins. They want to start something, we will finish it. He's going to do it. Gallant said that Hezbollah might mistakenly think they can test Israel due to the deep internal crisis it is facing, because there's a lot of upheaval right now politically in Israel. And the vow made against many of its army reservists to boycott military service protests against the government's judicial reform program. Many of the reservists are refusing to come back into the battle. But I promise you, once the battle begins, they will. The patriotism of the Jewish people toward Israel, it will. They will be. They'll be more patriotic than most of the patriots of America. Well, I can't say that. That wouldn't be right. But they are. They love their country. They're going to fight for their country, and you better not mess with them. There's war coming to the Middle East. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer. A lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing, because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado, so call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Going back to this article out of ZeroHedge.com, so an Arab news outlet observed that Israeli boats entered Lebanon's territorial waters via a camera located in this area while the Lebanese army was escorting a tour of dozens of journalists to the southern borders. There's been a series of Lebanese responses to ongoing Israeli violations of the country's sovereignty. Israel doesn't do anything to provoke. Israel does everything in a to be proactive, to make sure that these terrorist groups do not have the ability to send objects over the border. The violations include evacuations, excavations of Lebanese excavations on Lebanon's side of the border, which serve as a basis for the Israeli plan to build a defensive wall. Walls are good. Recently, in early July, Israel annexed the northernmost part of the already occupied northern border village of Gajar, which is internationally recognized Lebanese territory. The move drew widespread condemnation and has exacerbated the existing tensions on the border. As a result, the constant Israeli incursions
as a result of the Lebanese and Israeli militaries came close to facing off on the border last month. So, as there's going to be, and right now, Lebanon, they don't have, I don't think they have a president yet. I think it's still being run by Hezbollah or Hamas. Hezbollah, I believe. And so they're the ones that are conducting all the policy. Policy is coming from one of the terrorist groups. America eventually is going to occupy Israel. I've talked about this before. I will maybe do a program, a more extensive study and presentation. America, we are going to occupy Israel. We are going to take over that country. We are going to set up the New World Order. Eventually, the New World Order will be at a distance in America. But eventually, the global order, a religious order, is going to be in Jerusalem. The military order may be in the United States here in the state of Colorado, right here in this state. This will be the center of global military operations in the future. And it's in the Bible, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. We better not try to interfere with what God says is going to happen, because you're going to get your fingers slapped or smashed or your toes. You're going to get yourself caught in a, it won't be a mouse trap, I promise you. It'll be a raccoon trap. Well, I don't know what kind of a trap, but we cannot interfere with prophecy. America, we will bomb the nations, we will destroy the nations, but the religious world order will be in Jerusalem. I just want you to know that. I should probably take the time here in the near future to discuss that. I may just do that. But, well, we're done visiting for today. We'll continue a visit tomorrow. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. We'll be back tomorrow to visit Rick Rodriguez. And Tammy is coming up next.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.